time to check in live on the telephone with R.W. Estella for a word in edgewise. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. As I was riding my motorcycle down to Trenton yesterday morning, I couldn't help but notice that the forecast for high winds had been accurate. I had to reduce the speed I was traveling so that I wouldn't be buffeted out of control, and every now and then when I caught a glimpse of the tops of trees getting bent over and stands of meadow grass being blown nearly flat, I remembered the words of an old-timer I'd met once at the main terminal building of DeWitt Field up in Old Town. He was a well-known pilot with thousands of hours, and as we looked across the airport at the windsock, all filled and whipping around stiffly, he said, "My father told me when all I could see was the dull sight of the leaves blowing about, it was probably time for me to be really sure that I wanted to be up in the air instead of down on the ground." That cautionary advice rang true yesterday for much of the flight crew at the air tour outfit I fly for. Also reinforcing those thoughts was the old adage, "Better be on the ground wishing you were in the air than to be in the air wishing you were on the ground." Hence the pilots of the biplane and the T-6, both tail draggers, having had difficulty merely taxiing from the hangar to the main ramp, decided early in the day to ground their aircraft until the winds abated somewhat. Circumstances, however, were a different picture for the outfit's Plain Jane tricycle gear Cessna 182 Skylane that I fly. That aircraft tends to be somewhat more stable than the tail draggers during departures and arrivals, the two most dangerous times for most airplanes. So soon enough, beginning about 8:30 yesterday morning, I was up with passengers on Scenics transpiring in moderate to severe turbulence. Two different cruise ships had moored just off Bar Harbor in Frenchman Bay for the day, and the air tour company had a van regularly shuttling passengers to and fro. The majority of my passengers were hardy travelers who had been on many cruise ships around the world and who had been on various fixed-wing and rotorcraft rides as well. Their frame of mind was essentially, "I've only got a few hours to take in as many sights as possible before the boat leaves again, so I'll just have to deal with whatever weather conditions I've got at the moment." In between unloading one set of passengers from the airplane and loading on the next, I received a phone call from my son, who was calling to wish me a happy Father's Day. He was at work as a bartender in Florida, but had stolen a minute to get in touch. I told him he'd made my day. Per usual, the folks who let me know, let me show them the beauties of Mount Desert Island and the neighboring coastal environs, hail from everywhere. Yesterday included a young couple from Belfast, Northern Ireland, on one flight, and a spry, retired couple from the Caribbean island of St. Thomas on another. Tourists, of course, might be from anywhere. Often on the flights, we spend as much time talking about the places the passengers are from as we do about down East Maine. Perhaps we had one, maybe two calm moments aloft all day. Mid-afternoon on a flight, a group of us were rounding the corner from Bernard to West Tremont, when suddenly things were not moving every which way, and I caught sight of Richtown, where I'd carved out a wonderful shore garden in 1980. 31 years ago! Holy cow! Our present word garden, with an E, comes to us from the Middle English garden, with an I, and before that from the Anglo-French, Old North French, and Picard, garden, spelled the same, allied to the French jardin, beginning with a J, the old Frankish garden, spelled like the Middle English, and the Old High German Garten, with a T. The Old High German Gartenari signifies a gardener. Worth mentioning as well is the Indo-European root word ger, meaning to grasp, to enclose, and is the foundation for such words as girdle, yard, orchard, kindergarten, garden, court, courteous, choir, corral, and others. Compare this with the Latin hortus, meaning garden, which is used to form such words as horticulture. So as far as that air and ground thing, I like both. I like being on the ground thinking about being in the air, and I like being in the air thinking about the ground. From Orono, Maine, have a great day. Thank you.
find his way, but you know they say he's getting on. Can't stay past noon, he'll check out soon, he won't be long. He moves slow, he don't care, he says time's slow too, it gets you there. There's what we'll call it, when we won't recall just what we're headed for. Days don't fade, they just come crashing down. It's the thoughts.